We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Would you be good at the gladiator?
No,
being
but
the gladiators.
I guess all the fellas.
That's why I do it.
And the costumes.
And the costumes.
I wouldn't win.
And the theatrics of
it
all.
Yeah, I wouldn't win, but I'd enjoy myself.
You'd enjoy it.
Gladiators ready? Yeah, and the PJ ready? I'd be like, yeah, girl.
Yeah.
And I'd be in my gorgeous singlet.
I'd love to rock a singlet this year, maybe in Berlin.
Oh, I'm doing a singlet, girly.
I'm going to do a
bedazzled.
Singlet
bedazzled.
Not bedazzled. I just want, I think,
black.
But
then, like, how do you make your bulge look big?
That's the thing. I'm going to have a tiny willy in it.
Yeah.
That's the thing with those singlets.
But like, how does anyone make their bulge look big in a singlet?
Show me someone who looks like they have a big willy in a singlet. 2021's taking a turn. Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandmam! Woo!
Girlies, first week of 2021, done and dusted.
It felt weird.
It didn't feel like real life. It felt like a fever dream.
A fever dream?
As in like, you know when you'd be waking up in the middle of the night in sweats and you'd be like, oh, was that real or was it a dream?
Okay.
Pure fever dream.
Pure fever dream.
Like, sorry, the amount of shit that went down and like, it was so weird. I was like, oh my God, it's Wednesday.
And I was like, I thought we were leaving all the chaos in 2020.
But obviously not.
What was it with the white supremacists storming the Capitol?
Lads, sorry now. I know I'm very serious and stuff, but you have to laugh. It's actually ridiculous.
It's disgusting.
They were strolling in. They might as well have been doing a day trip to the National History Museum. It looked like a school tour.
Now, very good climbers.
I couldn't get over that. And you see, Azealia Bankston was like, they have to be on meth. She was all across her. Instagram was like, they can only be climbing like that if they were on meth.
No, but like they were on something because you can't climb that good.
But ridiculous. And like, I just couldn't get over the clips of the guards. And they were like...
taking selfies with them and stuff.
Taking selfies with them. There's one fella, he had the baton out and I was going, well, you're going to give her a hit or what? And I just think, honestly, like if people... think that white privilege isn't a thing. Like, sorry, they walked in, they were sitting on the desk with their shoes up. One fella was taking letters from a one's drawer.
One fella robbed the podium.
Waltzed out.
And then, like, when the Black Lives Matter protests were happening, there was a huge fucking army outside the gap and they couldn't even get in.
I can't understand it, and I just think, Jesus Christ, your man's made enough of a fool of himself there over the last 4 years. Like, go in peace, Don.
You just couldn't write it. It just must be like salt in the wounds as well for everyone who was fighting the Black Lives Matter movement.
It's
because
crazy.
It's like, you're... but as well, in a way, it's like, you're proving our point. You know what I mean? You're like, you're proving that there is a huge systemic racism problem in America.
It's,
you know,
fucking
what I mean?
Crazy. And also over here, I just think like, people might be like, oh, we're Ireland, we're safe, everything's grand, whatever. We're not that crazy, like the crazy Americans, air quotes. But... ultimately, like, there is fascists and stuff going around over in Ireland too. And the thing is, if we had a population the size of America's, you know, there'd be more fascists around exactly. as well. You know what I mean? So, like, we need to stamp it out.
Yeah, 100%. Also, very confusing that they call it the capital.
I didn't know what was going on.
I was like, what? Where
I thought
are
it was
they?
Some Hunger Games shit. I didn't know now, what looked was going like on. It.
Yeah, it did look like it.
Now, can someone explain to me why they say the capital and not the capital?
The capital, yeah.
It's very fancy, and also it takes a cap. So
some gay
the
man.
Capital.
Some gay man came up with capital.
When you actually break it down, that they actually will. Imagine even seeing over here someone just strolling into like a police department and having a laugh inside there and taking stuff. You wouldn't see it.
But didn't they have guns and everything? Like?
Guns and everything? So did everything. Stupid. All concealed and everything. And I
it's just
think,
white privilege at its finest, like, isn't it?
Gob shites. Anyway, what else happened? Also, yeah. Speaking of white privilege, the crazy white gays are at it again.
What the fuck are you doing, girlies? You're letting the community down.
Sorry now, but the community has been divided since the start of 2021.
You need to give the backstory for the girlies who don't know.
Basically, the gays over in America, they woke up at the start of 2021 and every day they chose violence. They went to go and do a cruise in Mexico, is it?
Yeah, it was like a gay cruise.
Gay cruise. Well, first of all, they were going in because it was like a circuit party kind of situation happening, right?
Yeah.
Load of circuit parties. And then people went out and went on a cruise and it sank. And can I just say, like, I'm actually glad they went and did it. I know now they're putting like people like in the local area and stuff at risk. But also the memes that have come out of it have just been, mwah, chef's kiss.
It was disgusting, though.
It was disgusting. And also, did you see that there was a load of drag queens there
as well?
Yeah,
Vanji
was there, Silky Ganache, and also Shangela.
But, like, what were they doing, like, in the middle of pandemic. Panic at the Disco?
Also, did you see that picture of the fella who was getting vaccinated and he had his shirt open and he had, like, stunning chest? And then some of the gays were like, oh my God, I'm going to suck the vaccine through his tit.
No.
Well, anyway, so everyone was, like, thirsting over him, right? And then he ended up going to the parties.
No.
Because there's like an Instagram account. It's like Gays Over COVID.
Yeah.
And now I think that got deleted. So there's another one going around. But they're like exposing everyone who was there.
Rightly so.
And it's so funny because a lot of the time they're getting their names or like their profiles and stuff because they were on Grindr.
Brilliant.
So I think they just changed their location to like, where was it? Puerto Vallarta or somewhere? I don't know. Somewhere in Mexico.
Puerto
anyway.
Vallarta. Where was it? Puerto Vallarta, like.
Puerto Vallarta. What was it? I just called it PV.
PV.
They've just been calling it PV, which I kind of love.
But it's so funny, lads. You need to look up the memes. It's so funny.
Like, there was one of them and it was a big sinkhole in the middle of the ocean and there was people saying it was caused from all the poppers that fell into the sea. I was screaming at that.
No, did people die?
Nobody died.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And no, just we wouldn't be laughing. Yeah, we wouldn't be laughing either if they died.
Well, if they did, we're sorry.
If they did, we're sorry. Yeah. No, I don't think they did, but ultimately, lads, it's still a pandemic. Like, you can party when all of this is over.
Literally.
Now, also, like, the way the Irish government are going on about the vaccination rollout and how long it's going to take. Sure, I'll be dead and buried anyway by the time it's my turn to get my shot.
It's so long.
Lads, they said by the end of March, 5% of the population.
The last test before the vaccine gets rolled out is on our patients.
Like, can...
Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Like someone was saying during the week, getting to start rolling out the vaccinations in Clare's, they'd bathe through them. Do you know what I mean? And I couldn't stop laughing at that because I just think of the ones in Clare's doing the...
doing the earrings.
What a scream. But like, lads, now they're steaming ahead in England.
Really?
Yeah, very quick with it, I believe.
Very quick with the vax in England.
Very quick with the vax. Now, also, speaking of vax, traumatised at the Ryanair slogan, vax and go.
What?
They started a new thing to encourage people to, they were like, oh, with all this talk of the new vaccine.
The devil works hard, girlies.
Bought the Ryanair gay intern. Vax and go.
Vax and go.
That's the slogan. It's everywhere. Have you not seen? Vax and go. Me going around like that. Making a peace sign. Vax and go.
I kind of love it.
I kind of love vax and go.
Why is it chaotic, now, like?
Just because it's like... Why is it chaotic?
I do want a vax and go.
But it's a bit insensitive. It's like, stop worrying about selling flights to a different country. Like let's sort out the pandemic. Also, they're encouraging the vax.
But I'm going to vax and go. Okay, so girls, let's get into the theme.
Let's get into the theme.
The theme for this week is... grooming.
Alexa, play Filthy Gorgeous by the Scissor Sisters.
We should, I mean like beauty.
Yeah,
grooming.
I was going to say, should we say something besides just grooming?
Yeah.
Beauty and grooming.
Beauty and grooming.
Grooming standards. I've been waiting to play the Scissor Sisters.
Without the disco ball. I wish we had a disco ball for this 1 minute. Check.
It's the best song ever.
It makes me feel like I'm on drugs.
Well, that's pure Scissor Sisters, isn't it? Yeah.
Pure like glitter.
Yeah, I'd love to go party with Jake Shears.
Yeah.
I'd say he's a scream.
Any glitter jumpsuit.
Yeah. I'd know when it comes in.
Pure punch now. The sky.
I think now.
When you're walking down the street and the man tries to get your business.
When he started singing first, everyone was like, what are you doing?
Open you up like Christmas.
Sorry, but what a line. Want to open you up like Christmas.
Iconic. Come on, girlies. It's 2021.
Gonna treat you like a hoe.
I love this song.
Take it to the floor. The floor is all different lights.
Yes.
Ding.
Cause you're filthy.
Woo! Someone's doing the worm.
Is there?
Yeah.
Tell him get out.
Now we're parting. It's a soul train line.
Yes.
You're doing a cartwheel.
What else would I be doing? Someone, I love this
someone's
song.
Someone's rubbing cake on their naked body.
It's very oily.
Yeah.
Will I stop her?
Yeah, too.
I love the breakdown.
Yeah, but we don't have time
Alexa,
for that.
Alexa, stop. You know when it goes...
I forgot how much I loved that song.
It's a bloody bop, and you know what?
A bloody bop?
It's a bloody bop.
It's a bloody bop.
Well, it's a bloody bop, I will say that much. But I remember when it came out. Now, I must have been, what, 11 or 12?
It was a bit of gay awakening.
It was definitely a gay awakening. And as well, I didn't know that the Scissor Sisters were pure gay. I just thought, oh, bops.
You just saw Yes, Mama.
But I used to always, like, love singing that. My mom used to scream because I used to be, like, I used to always do, like, a bit of a dance. And I used to do it for her. And I used to go, when you're walking down the street and a man tries to get your business. She used to always get me to do it. What a scream.
What a scream. Sorry, girlies, we must caveat. Not grooming as in the Catholic Church grooming.
I was in a sweat and I was like, am I overthinking it? And it was like, it's going to be weird that if I clarify.
We're talking beauty bits.
We're talking beauty.
Hair. We're talking tan. We're talking makeup.
We're talking maquillage. We're talking makeup.
Oh, in Irish?
No, French doll.
Oh, sorry.
What is it in, Irish again? I don't know.
Aig?
Something there, the Aig or something. I think there's Schmig something in there.
Schmig something in there. Or Gwael Gores, hit us.
You know what? Do you know when you FaceTimed me the other day and my bunk bed was in the background?
Yeah.
And you were like, it looks like you're at Irish College.
Yeah.
And I'm inside in a dorm. Which it literally does, girls. She's 28 in a bunk bed.
It looked
bed.
Like you and Chi Gubness down in Ballyvorney.
But anyway, then I saw a tweet and it said, Gwael tux are wasted on the youths.
Yeah.
Imagine if we were to go down at this age now and go down and just learn Irish. Because I'd love to, like, I want to get better at Irish.
For the girlies who aren't from Ireland.
Yeah.
There are these pockets in Ireland that just speak our native tongue.
I think we talked about before in the history of Ireland thing.
Oh, we did.
Did we?
Sorry, continue.
Anyway, I just couldn't stop laughing. I was thinking, isn't that so?
I'd have a skit.
Wouldn't that be brilliant?
No, they'd have to accommodate my dietary needs.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, is...
Oh, but you love the dairy these days, babe.
No, doll.
She loves it.
I know, doll, but when my man's offering to make me a ham and cheese toasty, I'm just doing it out of politeness. Do you know
what
I mean?
You are on your whole.
No, but imagine if we were down in Irish College and we turned to the band and tea and said, do you have whole milk? She'd collapse. She'd be Marv on the floor. She'd be dead.
Marv Aaron Ullor.
Gdubbin. Hit on Banantine Aaron Ullor.
Why did I find that too funny?
What are
we talking about?
That's the funniest thing we've ever seen.
Oh, so.
And it's been a lot of funny things shit we said.
Shut up. Anyway, grooming.
Beauty.
So the reason why we're doing a grooming ep is because... We don't want to talk about Corona or lockdown. Over it.
Yeah.
And we want to just look to the future and we all want to be stunning coming out.
I can't wait to get ready.
Yeah, I want to look like, you know, in Miss Congeniality when she comes out in the purple dress. And she
Sandra
does a
Bullock.
Slow walk and it's iconic.
Oh.
And she goes, don't mess with me. And then she falls.
Good reference.
Yeah.
I love that. And I say that I love the getting ready part, but it's so funny because I know... Once we go back to normality, right, will be planning a night out, and I know we're just going to be rushed.
Last minute.
It's going to be last minute.
Why are we always last minute?
Because
we're busy bitches.
We're busy, you know what I mean? One thing, I think I said this before, what do all successful people have in common? They're busy, girls. They're very busy, and we're very busy.
But anybody can be busy.
Also, am I busy? Am I busy? You know what I mean? I'm not busy. Am I?
So,
at the moment?
Also, when you're in lockdown, I find a bit of a pampering day for no reason sorts out. Like, when I do myself a fresh shave, I tweeze the unibrow.
That's the thing,
clean up the garden down below, and I'm feeling fresh.
Now, I haven't done any grooming below the belt.
Really?
I'd say since before
Amazon.
Lockdown.
Rainforest.
Literally, you could grow a potato.
Really?
Not even joking,
that
I'd say. Sorry, I don't know why I said grow a potato. You said forest and I was trying to stick to the analogy.
But you're cleaning, obviously.
What do you mean?
As in you're still washing your willy.
Are you fucking thick? Why would you even ask that? No, I'm not washing my willy because we're on a lockdown. Are you serious, by the way? Why would you even ask that?
You just said it's like going crazy.
Because I'm not trimming, because I'm like, who am I trimming it for?
Okay, yourself.
No, but then as well, like, I don't care about that.
But also, you don't need to if you don't want to.
And also, like, sometimes when you kind of, we'll get on to this, I think, or will we?
We will.
But you know when you, if you're just like trimming your poops.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's a bit pokey in your underwear and it's kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know
I don't
what
like
you
that
mean.
Shave. You know what I mean? But I will say on that, like, sometimes I might leave the eyebrows for a week or two, right?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I have very dark eyebrows and they grow ridiculously quick. I don't know what it is. Keratin, is it?
Is it?
I don't know. Is it keratin? I want to say keratin.
No, but you pluck them every day.
I pluck them every day when we're back in London because the mirror in our bathroom is like big and I can just see them. So I'm like, I'm just going to pluck them. But I don't do it as much here. You know what I mean? But like the other day, I took out the tweezers and I just sorted out the uni and underneath. And actually, I'd be feeling all brand new. And I do love it for myself. And I think, you know what? Before, especially I think when I was a young gay, you know, there was almost a shame in being a lad and wanting to look cute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's because, like, depending on who you are, gender, sexuality, whatever, you're held to a different standard
completely.
Of beauty, a different standard of self-grooming, right?
Yeah, by society or, like, just by, societal norms.
And in that draw, sorry now, but girls got the short straw.
Awful, and the hetero lads are getting away with murder.
If you're a straight lad, you could literally roll around in filth, spray a bit of fucking Lynx Africa on yourself, and people will be weak for you.
That's why the lads love the festivals. They're going around in muck.
Yeah, and they don't care.
Nothing that. No, obviously, right, there are lads who.
Yeah, we're not painting everyone with the same brush.
Exactly. There are lads who look after themselves and love taking care of themselves, and I love that. But definitely, like, Ireland took a while to catch up with, like, its European counterparts. Because I remember, like, not to take things back to Salou again.
If you talk about Salou one more time. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to leave, Kevin.
You're just jealous.
Are they paying? I'm convinced that they're paying you on the side.
Will I take you to Salou? And we go down to Pick a Whistle? And we go to Pins Playa?
It was the best time of your life,
it was the best time and it was the worst of times.
Your life peaked in Salou.
But you know, you'd be walking down the prom. And this is probably holds true for any European city, right? Spain, France, Italy, right? But you're walking down the prom and you're seeing European husband and wives, and your question, you're going, is that man
gay or European?
Gay
is
or
a game.
European?
That's a game.
Gay or European? It's hard to guarantee. Is he gay or European? Well, hey, don't look at me. You see, they bring their boys up different in those charming foreign ports. They play peculiar sports in shiny shirts and tiny shorts. From Niggly Blonde the musical.
Stunning.
Went to see it with my man when
did
I was straight, by the way.
Dead.
When I was straight.
Yeah, I retract my statement. So straight lads don't get away with it in a lot of European places, but definitely in Ireland.
In Ireland, definitely.
And England.
I think we spoke about flyboys before, did we? Which was a thing, it might have just been a Cork thing, but basically it was the straight lads who like took pride in their appearance, and even like going to school they'd be getting all dolled up.
Yeah,
they'd be having the dacks and the fringe.
It's always the like most popular person.
It's typically the most popular person.
Kind of flyboy. We talked about this before as well, but like then they were like made up this term metrosexual.
They were the OG metrosexual. And I also want to say on that, like I feel like the flyboys were queer baiting before we even knew what it was. You know what I mean? They were kind of going, they had me saying, oh, I'm so attracted to him and stuff, and he's kind of giving off like
clean
groomed vibes. Yeah. Is he gay?
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? So I feel like I was queer baited.
I think he was just septic.
I think they were just into themselves a lot, which is grand. You know what I mean? Like, if you love yourself, well and good.
Oh, it's good. Like,
it's good, but also like,
but also
stop
like,
the queer baiting.
But isn't it so funny that like, if a lad looks after himself, they're like, what are you doing?
It's ridiculous.
Like, even imagine now, like an Irish lad.
Yeah.
Going getting a mani.
Just couldn't, like, why couldn't it be done?
Why couldn't it be done? Whereas, like, if I saw an Italian man getting a mani, I wouldn't, like, blink. Whereas if I saw
if
I saw a straight Irish man getting a manicure, I'd be like, fair play. I'd, like, love it. I'd be like, fair play to him. But why am I saying fair play to him? It should just be normal.
It should just be normal, right?
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But as gay men, then, we're in our own kind of, like, personal grooming league.
Yes.
Just because, like, there's some section of the gay community that are like mad into like hair and sweat and stuff like this. But then there's another opposite end who are like, yuck hair. You need to be like selling like aftershave.
Oh, completely. And the thing is, even some people will have like that included in their like in their bio on their Grindr or whatever. They'll be like, oh, clean shaven only or smooth and clean shaven. Like smooth.
It's weird.
I haven't been smooth since I came out of the womb. Do you know what I mean?
Because you as a gay man, I want to talk to you as a gay man because like I'm fairly hairless. Like I've been on, I struggled to grow a beard. Like look at the bumps off on my face at the current moment we're recording this.
Did we ever talk about when you used to pencil in the tash before the night's out? What a scream. And you'd be frantic if Aideen hadn't done it and the taxi had arrived. I think we never spoke about that, did we?
I was trying to grow a tash, but you were worse because you were an enabler. You were like, oh my god, it looks stunning.
Because you look V-French. You did with your thin tash.
Well, it was a no for me. You know what I mean?
N-O-N. For me, I think there was a definite switch when I moved to England. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because for me, I suppose that time period is a bit strange in that I came out just a few months before I moved away. So I'm kind of thinking, oh, did I like start to take more pride in my appearance, or was I making great effort because I was gay and I was like trying to get with guys, or was it to do with like
you were in London?
But I first moved to Essex, right, and there it's actually a different league again.
Yeah, but like the like straight lads in Essex are like new pins.
Oh, all over it. Now it's all a bit weird, and they all be kind of dressing the same, and they'd be wearing white cardigans and things and loafers, and they all kind of look.
It's a look.
It's an Essex look.
Essex look.
They'd be doing their spray tanny bits. They all be. Bay from the steroids, bay from the gym.
Yeah.
Now, I was going around like a slither and I was born. I remember then, like, I definitely felt the pressure of being, like, surrounded by that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, I was 21 when I moved over, but, like, I've, like, especially at the back and sides of my hair, like, grey hair. I know we spoke about this before
salt and
pepper. You were like, you love the salt and pepper look. But, like, over there, I was a bit like, oh my God, I'm kind of going grey or whatever in Essex. So I remember I used to do the box dyes.
But
see, the thing is, we'll say my hair is like a dark brown. Sure, I don't know what colour my hair is. I just saw like...
Saw black.
Well, to be fair, I saw the fella on the box and I thought he looked hot and I was like, I'm going with that. Now, really, you should be going for lighter than what your hair is because it's always going to come out darker.
Oh, really? Presumably.
Oh my God, I was going around like... All I was short was a pair of red dungarees and you could have called me the Haribo kid. Honestly, it was jet black. And then when I look back, I was going, I was 21 and I was doing that. Why? Like, yeah. I love my hair and like, I'd be
It's
skitting.
Weird though. It takes a while to accept yourself that way. You
Definitely.
Know what I
mean? But I think then when I moved to London, like, and I started to be like, you know, just embrace myself a bit more or whatever.
But that's what I was trying to say to you. I was like, I'm like hairless and whatever, but you're quite hairy as a person.
Hairy, yeah.
But like then some days you walk into the kitchen with your top off and you have no hair, so you'd be changing up the whole time. Like, do you prefer being like,
oh yeah,
do you prefer like landscaping, or do you prefer like having a bit of hair on yourself?
On myself?
On yourself, yeah.
I think it depends on the outfit.
Oh really?
As in, I don't know, because the thing is, right, guys I think like it on me.
Like you're an otter.
Am I?
A moth, like a jock. Jock cross,
I didn't even know.
Our tribe's chaotic. I think we should get rid of them, mate. They don't fit into any of them.
But all society does. You do.
Which one?
Tall. What's the one for tall?
Lanky.
Yeah, alternative alt?
Don't say that to me.
But are you kind of alt?
Do they still have the one on Grindr and it's rugged?
I think you're rugged.
But what's that even mean?
I don't know, but if you set your filter to rugged, the hottest people come on.
Okay, I'll be there.
They're chaos. Yeah, you could be rugged.
Anyway.
But with myself, it's weird because like other lads I do find like the hair. But again, I'm like, oh, do they like that because they associate it with masculinity?
Yeah.
And do they think then, oh, I'm quite masculine, and going, no, doll, the hairs on my legs are the most manly thing about me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So then I'm like, what the heck? But like on myself, I do like my hairy legs.
Yeah.
And I like my hair. You know what? It depends on the weather. As in, not like literally the weather, but like, you know, like I say, I might do it before Halls.
Yeah.
You know, like people might get a bit pruned before Halls. I might do it before Halls if I'm slipping into the speedos and I'm going for swims.
Okay.
And as well if I'm going over and if it's very... But then again, I don't like being too smooth because then I'm like, oh, do people think I'm a swimmer and I don't even swim? Do you know
you
what I mean?
Swim.
I can swim. I can swim, by the way.
What's your approach to body hair in general? Like, do you like... Do you think,
do I have a preference for people?
Because you know the way like some people are like, this is more to girls, but happens in the gay community as well when they're like, oh, body hair is just like disgusting. You shouldn't.
No,
have
I think it's
hair.
Just. I think it's just.
Especially
natural.
Around like on your ass crack and stuff like this. People be like, oh, why don't,
oh my
why
God,
don't
no.
they have a smooth ass crack and stuff
oh,
like
no,
that?
Oh no, God, no. I as well on other guys. I actually don't really have a preference for it because I would say like, oh yeah, I think it's really attractive in a guy when they're like hairy or whatever, have nice hairy chest or hairy legs. But then equally, I would see a swimmer who's like pruned within an inch of his life, and I find that attractive too. I don't really have a whatever. Like suits someone, do you know what I mean?
For me, on myself, to have a smooth bum.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah.
It's good for when you want to wipe.
Yeah.
It just cuts down the time in the bathroom.
I do have.
I know
a
that's
screen.
A bit explicit, girlies.
It's not really, is it?
I hope you're not having something to eat.
I
but like
I
one
get
wipe
it.
And you're done.
That's the thing. I do have a scream in that first week period after doing my Vita bits in my bum hole, where I'm like, oh my God, what a laugh.
What a laugh.
You know what I mean? And you're washing your hands before you even know it.
Yeah,
do you know
literally.
What I mean? Actually,
much,
I forgot about that. I
you save
my
so
ass.
Much time. If you're a busy gal, anyone listening, if you're a busy gal, veet your bum.
Veet your bum
you
if
save
busy.
So much time.
Yeah, actually, that's very true, isn't
yeah.
it?
Except you have some weird farts.
The f-
Don't ya? There's like, cause there's not, there's nothing to cushion the sound. So it's just
steam. Like, it's like a sound bubble. Don't ask me how it sounds, but
it's
it is.
Weird.
It's a weird bubble, isn't it?
It's like wet.
We can't talk about
we
V-Farts.
No, that's for Don't Tell Man.
That's the name of the app, V-Farts. But yeah, I know it. Like for me, I just keep on top of things like when I want to. Definitely in the last 12 months, I haven't been doing all those bits. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? There's no shame in it. I do like taking care of my appearance or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I remember even before my dad would like tut if I was doing my hair before school. Because he'd be like,
like gel in it?
Like putting anything, any product in it or
yeah.
whatever. And he'd be like, what are you doing that for? Or he'd be like we literally used to have like, this sounds kind of chaotic, but we'd have like 10 to 15 minutes to get ready for school. He'd be like, sure, all you need to do is put on your uniform. And I'm like, yeah, but I want to look stunning.
Also, I just think it's so funny that toxic masculinity is so extreme that like people actively want you to look uglier. I know
say,
you're
like,
perfect the way you are, whatever,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But also, give me a fresh face and, like, let
yeah,
me look my best.
Exactly, let me look my best, that's all I'm asking. Or, like, let me take... I think it's about taking pride in your appearance sometimes.
I think as well I'm slightly warped because, like, my sister's a beautician, right? Beauty
yeah.
by Elaine. Look her up, girlies.
Shout out. Now,
but, right?
That don't come for free.
I'll get out to give you some products.
Elaine's going to have to... She's going to have to PayPal me. Sorry about this.
But anyway, sure, like... I was up in the salon since I was young, and I remember the minute like a tiniest bit of hair came between my eyebrows, her hop up there,
really?
Waxed it. I was like, girl, and then sure, I had to wax my eyebrow for the rest of my life.
Now, I always had the world's bushiest eyebrows. I still do. They're still
I think
quite
they're
bushy.
Stunning, though.
Yeah, but before they were so bushy. For some reason, the ends of them used to grow in. I think I spoke about that before. And then I was kind of always, I think, a bit oblivious to it. But then I was on Omegle one time, and a girl said that my eyebrows made her feel ill. And she was like a random young girl in America. I can't remember if I spoke about this before. So then I was like, actually, that's the straw that broke the camel's
really?
Back.
Really?
Because she was like a sweet young girl, and I was like, she doesn't know me. She had nothing to gain by telling me that.
But she was probably just this person who just
no.
insults everyone on the internet.
But also, I think in a way, she also saved me. So if you're listening, girl from Arkansas, I know where she was from. Because after that, I was like, feck it. I think I was in 5th or 6th year. I was like, I'm just going to book in and get my eyebrows waxed. And see, the thing is, I did kind of know that there was a problem. But I was like, oh, I'm a lad trying to pass it off as straight.
Yeah.
I can't go and get my eyebrows done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then I was like, alarm bells. But I told my mum, I was like, I've booked in. I'm going to go do it because I'm actually sick of them looking at state.
Yeah.
And I booked in. Now, your one didn't have a notion.
Really?
Oh, firstly on the gig.
Oh no.
Without a doubt. Ripped the skin underneath my eyebrows completely. Now, the thing is, I have sensitive skin anyway, so maybe, no, actually I think she was bad at her job.
She was bad at
she was
her
bad,
job.
And as well, I couldn't be like, oh, what did you do? I was obviously like, oh my God, thanks, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what Crying. I mean? Allergic. But I was getting them done. It was my friend Kevin O'Regan's 18th. That night, I think, And I remember, and I got home and I was like, they're red raw. And it was at the time, do you know, when all the girls brought those blue and pink cameras to the parties and they uploaded the full albums to people on Facebook. It was around that time and I was like, oh my God. Like, and the thing is, well, I remember I wanted to get them done by that party because they went to Clonish Cullum, and Clonish Cullum was a mixed school. So I feel like all the lads there in general are a bit more like...
Progressive
and in touch with themselves, and were just a bit more of a laugh. And I was like, there was some hot Clash Cullum lads.
Yeah.
Also was kind of into Kevin at the time too.
Ooh.
Does he definitely listen? I don't know. But I was a raging homosexual. Okay. You know what I mean? Anyway, I remember, and I was just mortified for the whole night because I was like going around. They were so raged.
Still.
Babe, I went to school on the Monday morning and literally my teacher Rosie, shout out to Rosie again, literally was like, did you get your eyebrows done? Now she knew I was a gay boy, so aww. I say she knew it, she could say it. But I was like, oh my God, yeah, I know, and they're flaming. She was like, oh my God, they are.
Speaking of eyebrows, girlies, we have to address it. Why did every girl make their eyebrows the skinniest they could be in the early 2000s?
What was that about? I thought we left that back with the times of Cleopatra.
You all ruined your eyebrows, girlies.
I know, I felt so bad on
them. They look like jelly snakes.
But again, it was like, they did
that
it.
That was the trend.
Because that was the trend, or because they kind of felt they had to. Do you know what
That's
I mean?
That's the thing. Like, beauty standards are trends, right?
Yeah.
So like, now bush eyebrows are when everyone wants bush eyebrows.
Yeah. Oh my God, people want the bushiest of eyebrows.
And they'd be like, but not a unibrow. But then there's a model now with a unibrow. People be getting unibrows.
People be getting
this. So like, in like a few years, there'll be a thing that's shunned on now. Like girls having amber hair, for example.
Yeah.
Like, all the girlies going to amber hair were like, yes for you, live your life. But then in a few years, everyone will want their amper hair, and they'll be like, oh my God, why did I ever shave my amper hair?
And even my sister over Christmas was like saying about how she always hated her freckles. You know the way like people used to like get mocked for having freckles
they
and stuff?
They used to mock me all the time
over freckles. And I was like, actually, I didn't even think of that. And then she was like, I love my freckles now. And I'm like, oh, I love that. But again, is that because like freckles were in for a while? Because like that one off Britain's Next Top Model who was always getting the gigs.
And as well, everyone draws on their freckles with makeup and stuff.
But is that it? Is that weird?
That's weird.
I don't mind freckles. If you're drawing on a beauty mark,
I think it's kind of
iconic. Is it kind of iconic, actually?
I think it's kind of,
take it back.
It's kind of Madonna.
It's kind of Madonna, isn't it?
Well, yeah, girl, just basically, beauty standards come in trends. So, like, just do what you want and what makes you
fucking
feel comfortable.
Fucking rock what you have and what you like and what you think is hot. And that's going to attract the same hot energy. Didn't you speak about that last week?
Yeah,
like
girl.
Or about the power of attraction or whatever. Just rock what you have.
So for the listeners, what do you think is a grooming thing that's uniquely gay? Like just for the gays, that the gays only have to do?
Well, it's common for the gay community anyway, especially with certain tribes again, like we'll say with twinks. Twinks typically are like immaculate when it comes to their grooming.
Yeah.
So the eyebrows will be kind of like perfect
clocked,
or whatever, clocked or whatever. Also, when it comes to grooming, for people who are bottoms, so people who are being penetrated or receiving the D.
Okay, sorry.
Whatever. We'll say, so there's a technique known as douching, right?
Yeah.
Which a lot of people will do. Because the thing is, like, say if you're in a relationship or whatever, you probably feel comfortable and you don't need too much preparation going into sexy bits.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you want to feel a bit more comfortable and you don't want any, you know, spillages, accidents.
If you don't
want
to poo on someone, you can go douche.
Yeah,
but
you can
also
go douche.
Not a necessity.
Not a necessity, but...
And I still don't know how to do it.
Now, for me, when I discovered the world of douching, I was a bit like, is this chaos with the...
No.
The meaning?
They need to know. It's it's like sex ed.
Yeah, actually. So basically, with the douching, it's basically the equivalent to a portable bidet. Isn't it?
That goes inside you, though.
Yeah, it's an enema. So basically, lukewarm water, girlies. Yeah, because actually, you know what? There is younger gays listening who might be a bit like, whatever. I think, do we speak about douching? Sure.
In the live shows, we spoke about douching.
Basically, turkey baster, up the bum, lukewarm water, don't make it too hot, squirty squirt, and all. It's basically colonic irrigation.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to do it too much.
Not colonic, like just bum hole.
Yeah, basically, you just wash out your
bum.
Bum hole.
Anus.
Yeah, so then you don't poo on someone or like.
Yeah,
someone.
So basically, you're just squeaky clean. It just leaves you squeaky clean.
But
you
also,
do it till the water runs clear, squeaky clean.
Also, you're not supposed to do it too much because it like
gets rid of the good bacteria in the gut.
Yeah, and like the lining of your gut, which obviously you don't want that. And also, I couldn't be arsed. I'm a lazy bottom. I just could like, so I'm just like, I don't care if like, sorry, now it's your risk, you're putting it in there, like If literal shit happens, like, I don't care.
Sorry, not my issue.
It's not my issue. Like, you decided. It's not my fault. Like, it's so inviting that you couldn't keep your hands off it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get that. I think it's definitely different for you as well, being in a relationship, right? But if it's with me and if it's something more casual with a guy or if I'm meeting up, I probably would. Now, she tends to be more first top these girls. Still hasn't gone near the douche in a while, but she still has it.
These days, girl, you're giving me that energy.
She still has it in her artillery, but she just hasn't been going for the douche as often.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So there's douching, right?
Yeah.
Another thing that I've never done, but definitely I'd say common in the gay community, and I feel like in America, probably big, anal bleaching. Are we talking about a lot of anal bits?
But that's like when it's gay, it's anal bits, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Only reason I know what anal bleaching is,
tells you in the title, Dan.
No, but it's because it's how that male model dies in Zoolander.
Oh my god.
That was how I found out what it was.
Dies from it.
Yeah, but like, do you remember there was someone going around killing loads of people in Zoolander and one of them dies via anal bleaching?
People sometimes say I look like Zoolander.
That's an insult.
Who's Zoolander?
Adam Sandler. No, it's not Adam Sandler.
It's the other guy, isn't it?
You know me with names.
Who's it? But it's
Blue Steel.
He looks like Adam Sandler or something.
Yeah.
He's the other guy. Who is he again?
I don't know. Look him up.
Zoolander actor. Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller. Yeah.
But also,
I think that actually looks kind of hot there.
So they bleach it so that it doesn't look stained, is it?
Don't say stained.
But that's what anal
bleaching. Your bumhole isn't stained.
But that's what people do. They bleach it because it gets stained from
poos.
From the poos.
It's not.
I hope you're not listening to this over breakfast, girls. Enjoy our smoothie bowl.
We've just ruined a lot of Monday mornings.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, it's just bleaching. Now, the thought of it sounds utterly ridiculous. Like, bleaching, basically, the skin around your bum. Also, it just sounds completely chaotic.
Don't do it.
I don't think we're even going to talk about anal bleaching.
Also, in general, grooming, for me and Kev, we were talking about this earlier. It's like, whatever you're comfortable with,
whatever makes you feel your hottest, do it.
Do it. If I don't want to beat my chest, I don't have to.
If a fella came to me and was literally like, oh my god, stay to your pubes, I'm not riding you, and I go, tira dal,
bye,
adios amigo, see you later.
And same for the girls. If you're hooking up with a fella and he goes, oh my god, your legs are hairy, and you go, yeah, what are you going to do?
And like, I can braid them.
Like, it's cold out.
It's cold,
So go away and fuck off.
Yeah, girlies, you do you and do your own bits.
And also, if he's like, if you're between shaves and he tries to do it, just stab him like a cactus. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, give him carpet burn around his neck.
Yeah.
Grab him with your two legs and just twist it on his neck.
Like, fuck off.
Now, that sounds very Kill Bill, doesn't it? But still, yeah,
very Lucy Liu.
Take control. What are we on about?
I don't know. Let's get into the stories.
I'm looking forward to these. Okay, guys, so basically, we asked people to submit their... What are you skitting at?
Okay, guys.
So we asked people to submit their, like, beauty horror stories.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Because we want to traumatise everyone.
And the title we gave it was, which I kind of loved when I was, like, setting up the online submission form on the Instagram, Beautiful Disaster.
That's gorgeous.
So I said, from tragic home treatments to botched Botox, tell us all, right?
Because I feel like all we talked about for this whole episode was hair.
Yeah, what other...
Tanning.
Have you ever tanned?
Yeah, before our graduation, so in college, we had to have our tops off, right?
Yeah.
And all the girls were like, PJ, if you get a spray tan, it makes you look way skinnier. And I was like, what? So I tanned. I did it with the mitt, right?
Yeah.
And Sammy now.
Sally H.
Yeah. And if you have a tan, you lose 10 pounds. I know that's chaos. But if it is. What were they saying? If you can't tone it, tan it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who says that?
The girlies.
I don't know.
If you can tone it, tan it, that's what they say.
Oh my god, yeah. So basically, there's a load of different grooming bits.
Is that chaos? Obviously, you don't have to tone it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, you're getting cancelled and it's the first week of 2021.
But that's what the girlies say. I'm just repeating what the girlies say.
Anyway, so we asked people to submit some bits. Tell us their freak stories about what happened when they were doing all the beauty bits, right?
Shall I play some salon music?
Salon vibes.
Salon
music.
Okay. Cue salon music.
Okay, so I was a beautician and always waxing ladies' bits.
Stunning.
So many women would come in and be terrified to expose their fannies. I came up with a way to help. I'd offer to show them mine first if it made them feel better. It always worked and helped them to relax. One time my friend was so paranoid that her vanch looked weird, so I got my fanny out and waxed her fanny with my fanny out.
Oh,
that's lovely.
Because we are sisters.
That's lovely.
That is lovely.
Now, also chaos, but also lovely.
Chaos, but also, like, girls, you have to love your fannies.
Love your fannies. Get them out.
Like, we're putting that in a tea. Is that weird if we put it on a tea? Love your fannies.
Love your fannies. No, I love that.
I just love that.
Love your fannies.
But also, yes, for her doing the God's work.
Love that.
No, because she'd be arrested for soliciting.
But I think it's because she's asking, I was thinking that in my head, but she does say, will I get my fanny out?
Okay.
So, like,
she's asking consent.
Yeah, there's consent.
Imagine going in and be like, oh, I'm a bit nervous now to get my fanny out, and she just whips off her pants. Like, she has it, like, buttoned down the side, you know?
She goes, I know exactly the trick to make you feel more comfortable.
But, bum, bum.
That's a whole routine. That's a whole routine minded.
It's burlesque.
I love that. She could nearly use that as her USP.
Yeah.
Like, the name of the gaff could be Fanny's Out.
Love it. Your fanny or mine. Let's normalise it, girlies. Also, love
not normalise getting your fannies out every day.
No, but obviously, like, love your fanny.
Love your fanny. Lads will be getting their willies out at any opportunity.
And sorry, no, lads love their willies a bit too much.
Too much. Rugby lads on the buses, like,
stop.
Do they ever wear clothes? The rugby lads.
And also, unsolicited dick pics. You don't see a girl just sending going,
here's
her
my fanny.
Fanny.
Me and the girls decided to make homemade face masks. That did my list dirty, didn't it? We found a recipe on Google and applied away, thinking we'd be glowing in no time. The recipe had quite a lot of turmeric in it, but we didn't take much notice.
No.
The group of us were going around looking like the cast of Simpsons for the next few days. Scream.
Don't do the homemade face
just
mask,
don't
girls.
Do any. Do you know what I mean? Like, what are you going around putting banana on your face for? There's
I
no
do
need.
Love a salicylic acid face mask.
But that's what I mean. But, like, ones out of a bottle are stunning. But, girls, putting a smoothie on your face ain't going to solve your problems.
I know.
It's not. And I know we're all trying to, you know, we love a bargain. But, sorry, but fruit belongs in a bowl. You know what I mean? Or a smoothie, not on your face.
You're going to get some, like, raw organic vegan come for you in the comments, babe.
I probably am, you, actually, haven't I?
They're going to be like, actually.
Actually, the natural stuff is way better. Yeah. I'll be like, okay, Dal, have a day off.
We're never getting sponsored by Lush at this stage.
No, Lush bits are good. That's not just fruit.
They're natural as well, babe.
Yeah, but you can't make a Lush pot at home.
Right, give me one.
Okay, go.
I went to Barcelona for my transition year trip, and me and the girlies were bopping to the Hairspray soundtrack.
Love.
Because that was our musical.
And I love it.
And I was curling my lashes. We got to the dance break, and I was pure bopping around the place, and I pulled the lasher curler and ripped all my lashes out.
Oh my God.
They only started going back 2 years later.
Oh my God.
That would be your worst nightmare. But imagine, like, your USP at the lashes.
Yeah, no, I'd have to go around with an eye patch.
You'd have to get fakies. You'd have to get fake ones.
Would I?
What do we think? We talked about this before, didn't we? The girlies with the eyelash extensions.
Yeah, I know. I think we did talk about them before.
They just don't look great.
They just... I've never seen them to look...
I've ordinary. Never seen them look good.
Actually, for someone like New Year's and stuff, when you have the right dress, I think a bit of a...
Just put the fakies, falsies on.
Yeah, oh, we were on about the semi-perms.
I'm on about the extensions.
Semi-perms. Yeah, yeah, the extensions.
They're chaos.
They're chaos. The girlies just pop into Pennies and get some bits. Okay, another beauty therapist, right? I'm loving the beauty therapist.
Coming out of the woodwork.
Coming out of the woodwork.
I kind of love that beauty therapists call themselves beauty therapists. You'd be like, I'm going to see my therapist. And you're just going to get no wax.
I was training as a beauty therapist and my friend asked for a bikini wax. Thinking I was the dog's bollocks, I said, of course. I had no beauty bed, so she lay in my bed and I got to work. I was using hot wax and I didn't let it heat up properly. So when I applied it to her bikini line, it all crumbled and stuck to her pubes. I thought I could fix it without her noticing. So I heated the wax and went over it, only for my bed sheet to stick to part of it.
Fuck. Fucking hell.
Sorry, but is your one none the wiser while all this is going on? Is she just lying down thinking it's stunning? I ended up having to tell her and to pull it, taking half her fanny with me.
No.
The worst part was my brother came running in when he heard her shriek, only to see her bloody fanny and me slumped to the ground after fainting. She still has the physical and mental scars. Oh, God.
Oh, no. So, girlies, don't be the crash test dummy. Don't be
no,
that
don't.
Girl.
That's the thing, like, sorry, but... And I know, like, the thing is, it can be appealing when you hear, oh, like, I'm looking for a model.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because for me as well, when I hear that, I think, oh, they're looking for a model.
And I love that they call the dummies models.
Doll, you're not
Will
a model.
You be my model?
You're the rat they're doing the experiment on. Now, also against animal testing. Oh, I'm screaming at this next one. Sorry.
Go on.
The eyebrow girly in Benefit asked me if I've seen it.
What?
The eyebrow girly in Benefit. Sorry. The eyebrow girly in Benefit asked me, was I in for a lip wax too? Which I was obviously mortified about. Sorry, but don't say that when someone
That's
comes
so
in.
That's so mean.
Imagine just going, oh, are you in for the lip wax too? I said no. And Stephanie, that fair juice to your girl for not saying yeah.
Well done, girl.
I said no. Your one's just trying to upset.
Oh, yeah. She had a quota.
I said no and swiftly ran to the nearest Boots and purchased a whole waxing kit. Skip forward for 3 hours and I'm icing my lip after ripping the skin clean off it. Lovely red tash for about 3 weeks. Stunning.
Oh, no.
Poor girl. But sorry. Sorry, but your one's brazen for saying, are you in for the lip too?
And as well, I think every girl I know waxes their lip.
Really?
Yeah. And I just think, girlies, Movember, grow it out. Have the lads shaking.
Have the lads shaking.
Grow it out.
Yeah.
For a great cause as well.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, I just can't picture it. So that's why I'm kind of like, oh.
I think it'd be gorgeous.
I think it'd be gorgeous.
And then diet.
Very Marcel Marceau.
What's that?
Who is that?
I was thinking very Pringles logo.
Very Marcel Marceau. He's the French mime, but he never.
He doesn't have a mustache.
But I just love that. I love the reference point though.
He draws
you know
it
mean?
On, does he? If
he
he's
draws
a mime.
It on sometimes. No, he never does in any of these pics and Google Images.
Oh, okay. But he's terrifying, by the way. Don't look him up, girlies. You're not going to sleep for weeks.
But you get the idea. Do you know
Amigo.
What I mean? Right here. I love us passing the laptop. It feels very 2012, doesn't it?
That's too long. Now I won't be able to read that.
Yeah,
one
you
long.
Need the shorter ones. Just go for it. Just go for the quick one.
Girlies, when I was 16, I was mad to get a fringe, so off I went to the hairdressers to get one done. The place was called Breads, so I knew I shouldn't have went.
After Breads?
Breads.
B-R-E-A-D-S.
B-R-E-A-D-S.
Breads.
Breads. After about
I cut above the rest. You can have that one for free.
Yeah, love it. After about a half an hour went by, she was like, okay, what do you think? Girls, I died on the spot. The fringe was at a complete angle and I went home and cried my eyes out. The next day in school was our transition year trade fair and I went in anyway and my class teacher came up to me laughing and goes, ha 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 ha, why are you wearing a wig? Tears, oh my god, came running out of my eyes. And I goes, miss, it's not a wig. I got my hair done last night. Her face dropped to the floor. I'd never seen someone so embarrassed. And she apologized to me every day she saw me for the rest of the week. I got the nickname of Barcode until the fringe grew back. Ha 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 ha. That would happen me though.
But also anything could happen that poor girl. So like if she was wearing a wig, like the teacher shouldn't still say, why
know,
are you wearing a
but
wig?
But that was back in the day. So you could say everything back then.
You could say everything.
I'm dead.
Oh my god.
The hairdresser definitely was like, this is my moment. I'm going to create the next iconic look. I'm going to create the next like Rachel's hair from Friends.
Yeah. I feel like a while back, even still now, are people winging it?
Oh, doing your hair?
I think they are.
I say so.
Anyway, right, another one. Oh my god, I was once at Tea in the Park with my friends. Oh, very British.
Oh, hello.
And we were out in a tent doing our makeup. Also, LOL at us saying glam whilst camping. Girl,
stunning.
You gotta do it. My friend was curling her eyelashes and I was like, oh my god, can I use that after you? I curled one eye and the eyelash curler cut all of my lashes off.
Fuck.
What's with these girls getting their lashes cut off? I turned around to look at her and had done the same to both of her eyes. She was just too drunk to notice.
Oh no. Are people going to hear us because we're laughing too much?
And we were actually crying laughing. We just popped a bit of eyeliner on and out we went on our merry way. She actually looked better than me though, because at least her eyes were symmetrical.
Very, what's that singer's name? Gabrielle. With the eye patch. Very that.
Can we say that?
I don't know.
Gabrielle out of reach. Okay.
Speaking of eyelashes, you know I used to have stunning eyelashes as well.
Really?
But I think Clara was actually here at this house party. Or to our housemate.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I do, actually, surprisingly.
But I was feeling like that bitch. I was being so cool that night, like living my best life. And someone was like, oh, do you have a lighter? I was like, oh, I don't smoke, but I can light it off the stove. So here's
I love the gas burner in Bones Green.
Me taking the ciggy, went down to light it. My whole eye lights on fire. Literally, my whole eye lights on fire. I was
what?
Like, everyone was like, ah! Next thing I turned around, everyone was like, oh my god, PJ. I looked in the mirror and like all my eyelashes and eyebrows were just singed. So I had to like crumb them all off. And then they were tiny. That I used to have stunning eyelashes.
Really? But yeah. What happened to the other one?
The other one's grand.
No, they both look grand.
No, well that was like 2 years ago or whatever, so they're growing back.
So this would be them at their original?
No, I think they didn't get back to their former glory.
Yeah.
Like, I think if I had... Well, it would be unfair if I had gorgeous eyelashes as well, right?
It'd be annoying. And then what would be my thing that I'd harp on about?
Your beard is gorgeous and luscious.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You have such a luscious beard.
Oh my god, thank you, by the way.
Stunning.
Oh my god, thank you so much.
You don't even use beard dye or anything.
I don't use anything on my beard, yeah. Actually. I got surgery to fix my lazy eye, but the doctor's mistake...
What?
This is lies.
Stop! No one's going to hear you because you're laughing too much.
But the doctor's mistakenly operated on the wrong eye. You can't get that wrong.
That's a lie.
Sorry, but I'm not a doctor and I could go, doll, that one's lazy.
That's a lie.
So I had to go back to school with one ugly, bloodshot, operated eye whilst the other one was still lazy. Safe to say I was a hit with the fellas. But when did they rectify it? You could take them to court.
I need a part two, girl.
So also, if someone like lasered my eye, but it was fine, did it ruin her eye, her good eye?
Or did it make that one lazy as well?
Or did it give her, like, extreme vision?
Is she a superhero now?
Does she have a really powerful one eye? Oh my god. Also, there's definitely a claim there.
Surely. Well, she definitely claimed. Maybe that's why she's not giving us the full story.
Oh, maybe there was a claim.
I would have never been left claim off anything. I think if I got pushed down the stairs by... What's his name? The old president guy.
Michael D.
If I got pushed down the stairs by Michael D. Higgins, my dad would go, you're not claiming.
Yeah, I know.
He'd be
mortified.
He'd be like, what would the neighbours think?
Yeah, what would the neighbours think? They're actually... Don't ever say the old president. Just say the president. I'll know who it is. And for some reason, the back of my head, when you said, what's the name of that guy? I knew you were on about Michael D. Higgins because you can never think of his name.
Michael D.
Learn it! Just learn it now.
Okay. I was 11 on holidays in Portugal and my mum brought chamomile spray for my hair to make it blonder.
Stunning.
Oh, does that make it blonder?
I didn't know that.
Thinking it was all natural. Well, within 2 days, my entire head was bleached off and all my hair has snapped when I tied it up. Jesus. But in the meantime, she managed to convince all the other mums to use it in their kids' hairs, which was turning brown hair bright orange. Jesus. Then one of the mums looked at what was in it. It was pure bleach with a bit of chamomile extract in it, lol. She had about 5 mothers putting bleach into their children's hair at the age of 7 to go out in the sun.
That's awful. Also, you're right. How would chamomile is like the calmest of teas.
But she bought chamomile spray, but it was just pure bleach. But I thought she was using sun in, which
yeah,
were all of us want the sun in.
We're all using the lemon
that
juice.
That was only a bit of lemon juice. Well, I think sun in the actual spray had a dash of bleach.
Definitely there was bleach in it. You couldn't just be getting yellow
you
hair.
You couldn't,
lemons.
Yeah. I remember me putting the sun in my hair when I was on Halls.
Yeah.
And being like, I hope no one finds out I put sun in.
And see, the thing is, when you're on Halls, there'd be all the, like, they were annoying. Oh, I can't say that, can I? I can't. They were all the annoying Dutch lads, you know, they were all so, they were all pure blonde and stuff. And they were kind of
pretty.
Pure handsome. They all had the orange Holland kit on.
And as well. If
I was like, okay, babe, we get it. You're from
and
Holland.
The lads pure kissed each other when they got drunk, but no one called them gay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
they were just like, oh, we're just Dutch.
Yeah, and they were just generally chaotic. But also, they were all hot and I was like, I want their hair.
That man must have been mortified.
Imagine, whatever was snapping your own child's hair off and she's scarred for life. But you're after getting all the other mams to do it to their children's
and
hair.
And turning their kids ginger.
Now, I say...
I'm joking. I'm ginger myself.
I say, the girl who submitted that was weak when she saw the other kids' hair turn into shit. Yeah. As well. Like, I'd be like, oh, allergic, but actually.
But also, as well, bleaching your hair and jumping in the chlorine pool. Sure, it was.
Recipe
like,
for disaster.
Uphill battle.
Oh my god. Okay, so this isn't actually about me, but I am a waxer. I had a first time client in for a Hollywood, brackets, whole lot, front and back.
Okay.
And when we do the underneath, brackets, arsehole. The client pops her knees up to her chest so I can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Fair enough.
I thought they did it on all fours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cat-cow.
Cat-cow. Anyway, she proceeds to... She proceeds to pop her bare feet up on my shoulders. When I'm down there. I didn't know whether to laugh or cry, but I'm a professional, so I just stayed there until I needed more wax. What a scream. Imagine just going,
But like, sorry, no, what she expected to do, like hold her legs in the air.
Also, yeah, what I would say is, especially if you haven't done it before, I say, oh, just, but sorry, but the fact that her go-to was not bottom up. That's hilarious. So that
she's
is
used to being in that position, probably.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, I'll just pop. That makes sense. Yeah. That'd be her go-to. Anyway.
My first time getting my eyebrows threaded and I was bawling in the chair and the poor woman arms was getting fed up of me. So she finished one eyebrow and said, yep, you're done. And let me with one perfect eyebrow and one caterpillar on my face. Sorry, that would be you if you were like a treader.
I was allergic.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, you're kind, you're done there, girl.
Sorry, sorry, you're done.
But like, as well, if I was the girl, I would have just been like,
I paid for double brow.
I'd be like, oh no, I'm not. You haven't done the other
you
one.
You haven't touched the other one. I'm not dumb.
Too polite, girl.
But I'd say she was just, I suppose, if you were being pure annoying.
But treading is sore.
I got mine threaded before and it's way less invasive than the...
But it's so... But like our girlie Siobhan O'Shea, shout out to Siobhan, eyebrow queen.
She's the eyebrow queen, of course.
She's the eyebrow queen, of course.
She is, we stand her so hard.
I do think treading, it's almost like a dance.
Yeah, there's a dance.
They be doing pure that vibes.
Pure that.
Pure choreography with the treads.
Yeah.
It's like, it's akin to sewing, I believe.
I believe it is, actually. I believe it is. As a primary teacher, I taught junior infants. I wore makeup every day as I wanted to look professional. 2 months in, I slept in one morning and didn't have time to put on makeup and worst of all, fill in my eyebrows. Bearing in mind, it looks like I've no eyebrows without a little Inglot brow pot. To the kids' horror, they were not convinced I was the same person and they thought they got a new teacher when they walked into the room. I just imagine them all screaming.
And then being like, where's Mrs. O'Sullivan?
One little boy even asked me where my glasses are. I don't wear glasses, girlies.
Lads, but like, sorry, no, young kids will keep you humble.
Keep you on your feet.
I actually love it because like, you know where you stand.
Yeah, you know where you stand. Do you know what I mean? Great, yeah.
But also, I'm skitting that. Number one, you shouldn't feel like you have to wear makeup to be professional.
Yeah.
But also, I do. I hate when people go, you don't have to wear makeup. If you want to wear makeup and look like that bitch,
do it.
Wear makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's up to you.
Girlies, I was getting a full wax done downstairs and acting... And I suddenly farted in the one's face.
Oh no.
I then started crying. With the mortification of it all. I love the idea of her farting in her face, right? I'm not saying sorry, not even talking, just born and crying. Why is that so funny to me? She called lover.
Oh lads.
Lads, right. Some of them were a scream, right?
They were so
and
funny.
Great to read through. One thing I will say, having read through them, and even there was a lot that we didn't get to, is like, first of all, majority girls submitting, right? And also, I just feel like some of them are saying, like, oh, I was doing this age 12, or when I was 14, I did this. Like, very, very young for girls to be doing all these, like, waxing bits and, like, things because they felt the need to.
They shouldn't
I don't know
be
what
even
I mean.
Thinking about that.
You shouldn't
age.
Be. Why would, like, one or 14 year old lads going around doing this? Some of them aren't even, like,
they
clipping
even know
their
how
toenails.
To wash their willies.
They don't. Now, I know we don't have a younger. Demographic probably, the probably girls not that young listening to us.
Yeah.
But any girls out there listening, and like, because you might even think to tell your sisters and stuff or whatever, tell them to calm in, tell them there's no need.
And be like, if you want to get something done when you're older, just
do
for
it.
You, do. But
for
like,
yourself.
don't feel, and but it's so hard for them. Like we're so lucky as lads, aren't we?
Yeah.
And we have a bit more pressure as gay lads, but not that. Like for me, like very relaxed.
Also, like I know he's
don't. This. I know. Kevin's convinced.
No, right. Stop saying it, because whether you choose to accept or ignore. Like, I actually was such a positive gay influence in PJ's life. Because when I first, and I'll admit it, right? See, I can be open with this. Couch surfing in your house. I was sleeping on your couch.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of that, Dan. But at the time, you didn't use deodorant.
I still don't use deodorant.
You didn't use deodorant. You didn't use aftershave.
I still don't use aftershave.
All you used in terms of, you didn't moisturize daily.
I did.
You didn't moisturize daily,
though. I did.
SPF, never heard of her.
I still don't do that.
Yeah, but at the time, all you did, all you had was the Imperial Leather Soap Bar.
It wasn't. It was.
You had a
shampoo,
bar of Imperial Leather Soap
Bar from Lush.
Doll, I was there for 3 months on your couch. And there was never a time, like, I remember, and I get, like, the whole, because, like, I'm not, like, fond of deodorants or whatever and, like, destroying the planet. But you would not, like, you didn't do anything.
The reason why I don't wear deodorant is because it really irritates my skin, and like it's like really bad, and you'd be inhaling it,
bathing
the planet, and also like
if you're licking your fellow's armpits,
I want to lick my armpits, like I don't want to taste in
chemicals.
Yeah. So then I used to be on a natural deodorant, right?
Yeah.
And my two sisters, Lindsay and Elaine, came to visit me in England, and boy, did they not tear me down.
But what we're saying, ultimately, whatever about PJ's previous grooming habits at the bar, so. But girlies, just everyone, lads, like, do what you want, ultimately, if it makes you happy. Because ultimately, I'm going to...
But no, sorry.
And I'm into my looking after.
You can't, like, you can't smell. I'm sorry. Like, you can do what you want
with
smell. Your hair. You can do what you want with your, like, you can do whatever you want that way. But, like, dirt, as in, like, smelly, like, BO. And sorry, no, I was a culprit in the teenage years, you know us boys.
Yeah.
BO's no excuse, girlies.
No BO.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Talking about two girlies who never smell, who only smell like Daisy by Marc Jacobs. That's my mum's perfume.
Really?
Yeah,
my
mum
used to be Caroline Herrera 212, which then they discontinued, and she's furious.
What's she doing now?
Calvin Klein Summer Something. I got it for Christmas.
Oh.
I'm delighted. It's way cheaper than the Caroline Herrera.
Anyway. Guys,
also, speaking of aftershaves, we mentioned Ep1 way back when. I know it's a bit of a long time ago. Joe Malone.
Oh yeah.
Where the spawn's at.
No, I don't really wear it, but I'm kind of getting into it. I got Jose some aftershave for Christmas.
What'd you get him?
I can't say, it's very expensive.
Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hot though. All the lads when I was working in Fennec, because they were pure like rich lads coming in, they'd be pure reeking of the Creed.
But no one's ever going to be Britney Spears Midnight.
Also, if you're buying for me, the Jo Malone Uden Bergamo.
Oh, really?
I love it.
Okay.
Anyway, go on, get on to the memes.
Sorry, here's my man.
What's going on ages? For fuck's sake.
I'm having fun, no?
No, I am as well. But I'm just saying.
It's just because I love when the girlies are pretty. Anyway.
Hello, girlies. My question today is, the guy I'm sleeping with at the moment hasn't had time for me in almost 3 months. I've been patient, but I don't know what to do. He is busy working, and I do understand, but I'm tired of being put last. Should I move on or give him one more chance? Well, dear listener, these times are very difficult for everyone, and especially again now that we are in further lockdown, has put everyone under pressure. But you seem to be in this relationship quite some time now. So I think it is worth giving him another chance. Now, firstly, does he know how you feel? Have you told him? He has to work, and I presume it is from home, and that he has surely days off, weekends, etc. What you need to do is firstly let him know how you feel and plan time together when you can. Having meals together, walks together, watch films together, but do make an effort to make it romantic. Dress up and ask him also how he feels. Now, we do need to stay safe, and if we obey rules for another month or so, we can come out the other side. Don't give up yet. Good luck.
What would you do in that situation?
Well, it depends, because if you're just sleeping with him and if it's just cash, right, and he's just a bit on the side, like, if that's your intention,
yeah,
and if that was, like, discussed, then, like, ultimately, like, you can't just be calling it in anytime you want it.
I was talking to my mum, and she just presumes that they're together because they've been sleeping with each other for three years. And I was like, mam, different generations.
Yeah, when she said sleeping together, I got, like, that it was casual vibes, presumably, or whatever. So, now, also, if I was, like, kind of doing bits with someone and they weren't paying me any attention in 3 months, I'd be like, go on away and goodbye, God bless.
Yeah, I'd do something chaotic.
I'd do something chaotic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What would you do?
I'd post a picture on my Instagram story with someone else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's what I do. Just to let them know, like, what they're missing out on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just let them know what they had. Right, my man.
So, hi, everyone. Happy New Year to you. Let's hope it's going to be a great 2021. My question this week is, hi girlies, my housemate doesn't shower very regularly, maybe only every third day or so. He doesn't smell, but I still find it's disgusting, especially when he's lying on our couch. How do I get him to shower? He's a nice guy and we get on. Help. So I'm not sure you can tell your housemate when he shouldn't be taking a shower. I suppose you could maybe get around to it if there was a shocking hump from him or if it was really interfering with your lives. But you could do that maybe, you know, but unless he's your son or your boyfriend or whoever, I don't think you should be saying that to him. And I'm sure he's going to the bathroom every morning and giving himself a wash or whatever. He could be a Barney fan, you know, never let the water run, might be just into the planet. I can recall years and years ago when we were growing up, you know, we didn't have access to showers and baths and what have you. I can remember being stood into an open top kind of twin tub and you'd have a wash every week. Other than that, you'd wash yourself every day. But and I also recall seeing a lady on the Philip and Holly show there a couple of years ago. And she rarely showered and rarely took a bath and was trying to get us all to do the same. She said there was no need for it, taking all the natural oils and goodness from the skin and the body. And to be fair, she looked great. I'm not sure how she smelled, but I didn't see any of them wearing any pigs. So I'd say you're just going to have to put up with it. I don't think it's your place to really tell him how often he should be showering, unless it's presenting a huge problem. So, okay, good luck.
The random thing is, you're one saying, oh, he's not smelly or anything, he's just not showering every day.
Also, yeah, if she wants to get around it, water fight. You know?
Super soaker.
Let's have a water fight.
Or squirt.
Him like, but it's minus one.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, just start squirting him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's not smelly, it's grand.
It's grand, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, and as well, I suppose it depends on his activity level. Is he V-active?
Yeah.
Because if he's not that active, then he's probably grand.
He's probably grand.
Sure, I wouldn't even be, like...
No, I couldn't go a day without showering.
I couldn't. The thing is, it kind of just wakes me up and it just, like, I feel like a loser.
It's just like my coffee. like
yeah, it's my coffee.
Or brushing my teeth, I just have to have a shower.
Yeah.
And maybe that's probably...
It is probably bad that we're showering
every day. Or like privilege. Is that privilege again?
Probably
that
privilege again. Yeah, definitely.
That I just can have a shower every day.
Right. Yeah. But also.
Also.
Like I probably won't be giving up my shower.
And how else am I going to like work out my arguments? You know what I mean?
Yeah. When else am I going to...
do a concert.
Sing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. When else can I? You know what I mean? Anyway, what an ep. Can I say that? That's a nice ep. What an ep.
I feel like all we did was talk about hair for the whole thing. This is the hair ep.
No, it's good. We talked about douching.
Okay, yeah.
Now, we have to be careful about saying what we talked about, because will that make the final edit?
Okay.
And this would all just sound weird, because they'll go, I don't remember that bit. Do you know what I mean?
But yeah. It was great. I feel like we haven't equipped you with anything.
Nope.
But if the one bit of advice we would give you is there's no pressure, yeah, and do what you want.
No pressure. Also, if anything, it's gotten me a bit excited for when things kind of start happening again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I love... like that part of the night out, the getting ready, the pre-drinks, you know, a bit tipsy in the shower is always a scream.
Having a wine in the shower,
yeah, or a G&T.
Oh, it's just like, based. Oh, it's so much fun.
So, girlies, roll up them sleeves, get the vax.
Get,
vax roll and up, go.
Vax and go, girlies. That's the theme of the ep.
Anyway, girlies, thanks for tuning in.
I love you all.
We only have a few more eps left.
Two
more eps after this one.
Oh.
Ever.
No, not ever.
Ever.
Shut up.
Girlies, we love you loads.
Love you. Take care. Have a good week. Love you. Look after each other. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Love
bye.
You loads. Bye. 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 Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.